This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Erin Malsbury. A recently completed project now allows the Pajaro Valley Water Management Agency to send water from College Lake near Watsonville to irrigate farms on the coast. The lake has been annually drained for farming for the last century. Now, instead of that water going downstream to the ocean, it's pumped to a treatment plant and used in place of well water. Water Agency Manager Brian Lockwood says this will reduce the amount of water pumped from the ground in an area where pumping outpaces what's naturally replaced, allowing seawater to seep in.
So they don't want to be running their wells anyway.
And he says the project also adds protection for fish.
It's a lake that's utilized by the critically endangered South Central Coast steelhead. And so our project at our intake facility has a fish passage structure.
The project is expected to run for generations. And attorneys for PG&E and 28 residents and business owners will be in court this week over an explosion that rocked Capitola Village on Christmas morning. KAZU's Scott Cohn reports.
The explosion destroyed a four-unit apartment building. An independent engineering report commissioned by PG&E blamed it on underground gas and electric lines installed too close together. Sacramento attorney Bill Kershaw has filed a lawsuit alleging similar conditions exist throughout the village.
How are the residents to be assured that everything's being done that can be done to assure their safety?
In a statement, PG&E says it's already added space between some underground lines in the village and it's working on additional improvements. But in a court filing, the company still calls the explosion an isolated incident. Scott Cohn, KAZU News.